Only 10 tested math skills, and these focused exclusively on arithmetic and simple algebra. My favorite question, which shows just how much both social norms and prices have changed over time, is this one. If a package containing 20 cigarettes costs 15 cents, how many cigarettes can be bought for 90 cents? By 2012, the SAT looked very, very different. It also was facing a great deal of criticism.
When I became president of the College Board, very few people saw the College Board as opening up new areas of merit. They saw us as certifying the inequalities that exist. And so the first question to ask is there something about the test itself that was unfair, that was either perceived to be or actually was deeply unfair? And it was our view that there were at least two things. The SAT came to be dominated by a kind of obscurity. So, for example, what is the definition of an SAT word is a word you have likely not seen before and won't see again. And candidly, what does that have to do with succeeding in college? And then moving on to mathematics in the redesign, we got rid of all those problems that used to be called tricky. The really big new idea of the SAT is the only thing you're allowed to put on it is that which is most widely used. So we survey first-year math teachers and first-year college professors, not only in math, but outside of math. And we analyze which math is most used in their courses. That's a knowable question. At the same time, we ask high school teachers, what math is the most important for use in college, and compare those two data sets. Any guess as to what we see?
My guess is that the high school teachers say something that's orthogonal to what the college teachers say.
It will break your heart. The college teachers say very few things matter and matter a lot. The high school teachers say everything matters. Think of the stress of that. They must do everything or they are betraying their kids, which forced them to race through the curriculum, lest their kids are not ready. What the college teachers say but is not heard is if your students can do these core set of things, we can do the rest. But if those are shaky and they're merely faintly aware of them and aware of a lot of other mathematics, we're stuck.
And what are the core math concepts?